advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition. I got a fine wingman. He's Cole Devlin. He's John Nichols from The Nation. John, appreciate you sticking around. You know, I want to talk a little backyard politics for just a minute, John. We got a little challenge to the Trump-endorsed gubernatorial ballot, or at least the effort to qualify for the ballot from the rich guy from Connecticut, Tim Michaels. John, what do you think of the Democrats' efforts to, you know, kick him off the ballot for, you know, apparently not following the rules, for making a rookie error? It could be a very costly error, couldn't it, John?
Could be, although, I mean, I actually think it makes Tim Michaels look good. And I'll tell you why. He put a Wisconsin address on there. You know, if he's screwing up on his address, it could well have been a Connecticut one.
Or a New York one.
So, or a New York one, or some, you know, wherever else he's got one of his many homes. And so, in that regard, you know, more power to Tim that he recognizes he is, in fact, running in the state of Wisconsin. Although, like all of Trump's choices, or most of them, he's somebody who doesn't come from the place that Trump wants to elect him. And we should always remember that. With that said, I have to be a little bit skeptical about this challenge. I think the Wisconsin Elections Commission is going to back up Tim Michaels on this one and let him be on the ballot, because the error is a technicality. It is listing your voting address, which makes sense to list when you're doing petitions, you're running for office, as opposed to his mailing address. And he lives in a village, you know, that's next to Heartland, and listed one rather than the other. But it's the same street address, et cetera. And my sense is his lawyers will make the case that this is, you know, it's a legitimate small error and not one that should be disqualifying. And I happen to believe that in the state of Wisconsin, one of the best things about our state is that we have erred historically on the side of saying that if you make a legitimate effort, if you get your signatures, you probably have a place on the ballot. And one of the things I'll point out is that Republicans, as I understand it, are challenging Patty Shatner's petitions for her assembly race out in western Wisconsin for the same exact error, right? That, you know, she listed a voting address as opposed to a mailing address on the cover page of a petition. And so at the end of the day, well, again, I think Tim Michaels is a pretty comic figure. And, you know, it's certainly notable that he's not particularly familiar with his proper address. My bet is that he'll come out, you know, we will probably have a chance to vote for or against him come August and maybe even in November.
John, do you think Michaels' entree, or at least the Trump endorsement of Michaels, that's really shaken up that race, I suspect. And I wonder if Clayfish, who apparently has that, you know, that village, township, multiple address thing, she apparently got hers right, and she's been silent to date on this Michaels ballot issue. But you got to think she's kind of rooting against the guy right now, don't you, John?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's the primary beneficiary of this, if in fact you were thrown off the ballot, right? That would be, you know, fantastic for Clayfish, because she would end up in a situation where, you know, she might again emerge as the front runner. Although I think she had problems with Kevin Nicholson as well. And so I'm not sure she wins even then. But, yeah, it would be tremendously beneficial to her. Be a huge embarrassment to the Republican elites that have, to some extent, united around Michaels. And that's Trump and some of the other folks here in Wisconsin. But I will tell you this, Michaels, that was a rookie error, without a doubt, and maybe he would make more of them, but he's got a lot of money. He has an image that I think he is presented reasonably effectively, and so I do think he's probably the strongest Republican challenger to Tony Evers of the group.
No, I agree with you, John, and so, I certainly
so
think
not
he
just Clayfish that would benefit if he got knocked off the ballot. It's Evers would benefit as well.
Interesting take. John, we're going to have the Democratic Party chair, Ben Wickler, on tomorrow's big show, sort of a January 6th preview. John, how about the Senate race? Are you seeing anything new? I know Mandela Barnes is out with some ads now. I know The two other very wealthy participants, Godlewski and Lazary, have been up with ads. And I think Tom Nelson's been kind of clever, did a little polling joke earlier this week, you know, the outcome of the Nelson family picnics got him at 95%, John. So anyways, I know the campaigns are out there on the hustle. John, does it even matter? Do people care during the summer primary season, or, you know, whoever's the front runner, are they the beneficiary of all the summer vacations?
Well, yeah. I mean, a little bit of summer vacation is a factor. But remember that the people who vote in the Democratic and Republican primaries, you're not going to have a lot of crossover this time because you got a good Republican primary for governor, you got a good Democratic primary for the Senate. So people are going to go into their primaries. And the highly engaged people in both parties, I think, are basically doing the same thing, which is looking for who is best positioned to win that critical race. And so Democrats, I think, no matter who's front runner in a particular poll, their first and essential question is who can beat Ron Johnson. And that means that any of the front runner, the four or so candidates who are in the lead or in higher level in the polling, any of them could, if they make the most effective case, end up taking off as a candidate. Similarly, on the Republican side, I think of the three significant candidates, any of them who can make the most effective case that they could beat Evers could take off. I say all that, long way of answering it, to a simple point, and that is that I think these races are still up for grabs.
You know, John Nichols, I heard you completely dismiss the candidacy of Tim Brantham. Kind of sad.
Tim, you know,
big liar bust, baby.
I'm not the dismisser here. That's Donald Trump, man. Donald Trump, Brantham gave a lot of love, really kind of, you know, went for it. And what did he get out of his buddy Donald Trump? Nothing.
Well, you don't know, John. Maybe he took him furniture shopping. John Nichols, ooh, always appreciate when you come around, sir.
I guess I am here to hear these witticisms and insights from you, and I greatly appreciate it.
Take care, John. More Devil's Advocates.
All right, brother.
We'll be right back.
You can be my wingman anytime. Oh, you can be mine.
Yeah! I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping.